connected with
this call is being recorded.
As you were connected with the consciousness of the planet, just as you were connected with life there on the planet, now you are connecting with life here out in space, connecting with each of the planets of the solar system, connecting with all of the life, the consciousness within all of the ships that are out here, the Pleiadian ships, the Arcturian ships, the Antarian ships, the Sirian ships, all of the many life forms, life, the consciousness that is out here. You're connecting with it all, and then connecting with the solar sun, feeling that connection, that oneness with the sun, and then through the sun, out into the galaxy, and connecting with all of the planets and all of the solar systems and the suns of all of the solar systems, and then connecting to the central sun of this galaxy, and then through that, continuing your conscious knowing self, traveling, continuing at the speed of thought, connecting with all of the galaxies, all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, and then to the central sun of the universe itself, to the soul, to the source, the cosmic source of all life here in this universe. The one source. And you are connected now to that one source, to the God source, the creative source. Connected to this, you are it. So now you can say, I and the universe are one. I and the universe are one. I am one with the universe. I am one with the universe. I am the universe. I am the universe. And now finally become aware of all of the energy here at this central universal sun. All of the energy there, the tremendous, tremendous energy. The energy that is filtered down from this central source, down through all of the galaxies, all of the central suns of all of the galaxies. See it as a wave of energy, or rather waves of energy, going down through all of these central suns, down through the central sun of this galaxy, wave after wave after wave that have been coming through for many eons of time, but now have begun to pick up more and more and more, to increase in intensity more and more, because of where the solar system has traveled now into this photon belt. And the energies now can be stronger and stronger because the consciousness of man, consciousness of humanity is now higher and higher, and can withstand stronger and stronger waves of consciousness, stronger and stronger waves of light, of gamma light, coming into the planet. And see these waves of energy now, waves of light, coming down through the central sun of the galaxy, and the central sun of the solar system, and through all of the cosmic beings that are out here, and then down to the earth, wave after wave after wave. But each wave becoming stronger and more intense as they strike the earth, and then they fan out from that point to all areas of the planet. And then see one particular wave, one strongest wave, hitting the planet now as a bolt of energy, as a pulse of energy, that then spreads out into a wave, similar to when a pebble is dropped into a body of water, and it spreads out in concentric circles all the way around, further and further, till it reaches the farthest point of that water. Here it reaches the farthest point of the Earth herself, of Gaia, of Terra, reaching out to all areas of the planet. And all life forms are touched now by this wave of energy, after being touched by many previous waves of energy. But this wave is the event. This wave sends consciousness to all areas of the planet, light to the darkest regions of the planet, and illuminates those darkest areas. Know that it is because of each and every one of you, because of the collective consciousness of man, that these waves of energy are able to now come into the planet, to become a part of the life force here on the planet, and that you are that life force. All life now on the planet transforming into a higher level of itself, whatever that life form may be, whether it is human, animal, plant, or mineral. Transforming into a higher energy, a higher level of consciousness. Now allow your conscious knowing self to merge back in with your astral body if you left it there on the beach. Merge it back now with your astral body. And then in your astral body, come back towards your physical body. Merging your astral, your etheric, your mental, your causal bodies back into your physical form. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Kara. And I appreciate this times that I can come and be with you and share with you and continue to help you associate all that is changing in your lives. All that is in the moment, right now, shifting and changing because of these energies, these waves of energies that have been coming in for some time, as you have been acclimating to these energies, becoming accustomed to them, connecting with them, becoming one with these energies. And these energies, these waves of energy, these waves of light, of gamma light, have been lifting you up, raising the consciousness in your body, reconnecting the DNA within your bodies. Raising you up into a higher octave of yourself. Because it is time now, my brothers and sisters of the light, of this family of light. It is time for all of you to realize that you have arrived. Not that you are going to arrive, but that you have arrived. You are in the moment now. And in this moment, right now, you have arrived. You are there. You are there in the fifth dimension right now. Whether you stay there or not is up to you. Each and every one of you have that choice to remain or to drop back. Now, your life callings tend to draw you back. And that is understandable because you still must live in the life that you have created for yourselves. And that life that you have created for yourselves is still somewhat immersed within the 3D realm, within the illusion of this 3D consciousness. But the more and more you become aware of higher vibrations, of higher frequency, of higher consciousness, and that you can find yourselves in that higher consciousness any time that you want. In any moment, you can be there. And in many moments, you are there. And when you fully realize that, then the blissful feelings, the expansive feelings that you have, even the expanse of your mind to begin to understand so much more in those moments, that begins to last longer and longer. And you will find one of these days that you will lift into this higher vibration, into that higher dimensional frequency. And the bliss that you are feeling and the expansiveness of mind that you are feeling, and you will begin in that moment to understand life. You will begin to understand consciousness. You will begin to understand the unification of all life, of the universe, the connectedness of all life. In that moment, you will understand it. And as many times happens, as you fall back again, you forget, you let go of that remembrance. But I tell you now, my friends, that those remembrances that you have had from so many thousands of years ago, so many lifetimes past, will come back. You will forget the negative times, the downtrodden times that you have had in this 3D illusion. You will forget all of that because it will no longer be necessary to remember, because the programming that those memories continue to hold you to will be gone forever. Then you will be ensconced within the higher vibrations of the fourth and fifth dimension, and even higher than that. Because even in your mind, at that time, you will have arrived. For it is still your mind, the programming within your mind, that continues to hold you back, continues to hold you down to this illusion, that continues to keep you within the matrix of your own making of this illusion. But just as Neo was able to escape the matrix and finally realized who he was as the One, so too are you coming to that point where you will remember, where you will realize, I am the One. All of my peace and love be with each and every one of you as you continue to move through these many changes that are ahead of you, many shifts through this transition now that is taking you fast into your own personal ascension. Om Mani Padme Om Ma. Om Mani Padme Om Ma. Om Ma. Om. Greetings to you, one who serves here, and we are ready for your questions if you have them. If not, that is okay too. We have noticed that your questions have become less and less, but they have become much more advanced, you might say, advanced in consciousness in your questions themselves. And that is an indication of how you have improved or how you have continued to advance on. And this is all about advancing on, not about falling back. It is all about advancing on, moving on through this transition and continuing through this transition into your personal and collective ascension. You are all on that path, each and every one of you. And just as in your discussion earlier, you can either go through the wall, you can open the door and go through the wall, or you can dig your way under it or attempt to make your way over it. But the easiest way is to just simply open the door that is there for you and walk through it. And that is what is ahead for each and every one of you if you allow it. You do not need to go into deep meditation. It can be helpful, very beneficial, but you do not need to do it. There are no shoulds here. You just simply do as you need to do or as you feel to do in the moment. And the more that you find yourselves in that moment, more and more and more, and in the joy in the moment, create the joy in that very moment. And when you do that, you have, as Kara has said, you have arrived. Do you have questions here for one who serves?
Yes.
One who serves, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Good. I just have one quick question. The solar flash that's coming up, is that going to be when the star Betelgeuse goes supernova?
What we can tell you is we cannot directly answer that question because it is not only too advanced, we will say, for your third dimensional consciousness to be able to understand, but it is not the time for this as well. You have not arrived at the frequency yet to receive that type of information. But to understand when this solar flash is going to happen. We cannot give you dates, certainly, but we can tell you that it is building. It is building greatly. And because of the cosmic changes that are happening with the planets, with the stars, with all of this coming into alignment more and more, and it is the consciousness of humanity, though, that is directing all of this. You must understand this. You can actually steer the stars. You can actually do this. Just as in your song, your Aquarius song, you can steer the stars. The stars, the planets, you do this. Your consciousness does this. And it is what is happening now. And because of man's consciousness increasing as it is now across the entire planet, more and more are becoming awakened. It is because of this that the event and the solar flash, all of this can be brought into a what you would call a speeded up position here. It is happening, it is coming faster and faster. So that what was expected or what was determined some time ago in the various councils that met, that it would take a certain amount of time, a certain frequency to bring this about, you have increased that frequency and therefore sped up the time as a result of this. So that is the only way we can answer this, dear Thomas. Okay?
Okay.
Would there be other questions here?
Yes, this is Lorelei. So I wanted to ask, are erotic dreams a sort of symbol for the ascension? And what other things might we find in our dreams that are symbols?
There are so many dream symbols, but always, mostly always, whenever there are individuals in your dream, they are representative of you, of other parts of yourself. So as you are finding those parts of yourself moving through various changes, that is saying that those parts of yourself are moving through those changes, you see? So there are so many symbols we cannot begin to say, though, but we give another. Whenever there is flying in the dream, you are operating more and more in your fourth chakra. When there is a transportation happening in your dream from one place to another, you are moving in consciousness. If there is a change from one building, one home, you will say, to another home, you are changing your house of consciousness. So there are very many symbols. We cannot give much more indication of this though, than that at this point, because there must be more specific understanding of what you are looking for here. But does this answer your question somewhat?
Somewhat. I mean, so is erotic, I know you don't want to probably get too deep into this, but is erotic a symbol for the other dimension? Or?
It can be. It depends on that particular dream state that you are in and what it brings to you. If it brings wonderment, if it brings bliss, if it brings feelings of ecstasy, then yes, then you are experiencing that. If it is an erotic dream, though, a sexual dream that is tending to create, what is the word here? We are looking at disconcernation. Is that the right word? Feelings of inadequacy, things of this type of nature, then no, it is not about that.
Okay, great, great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Are there any other questions here?
Yes, please. Catherine, I would like to speak.
Yes.
excuse me. in many of the decrees and practices that come through my life, there is two levels of beings that I don't quite understand. And as to how we, as in a third dimension, can apply them to ourselves and to our situations, or to be of benefit to ourselves and others. And so I'd like to hear some explanation and some clues as to how we can call in and use the seraphim and the cherubim.
Whenever you are wanting advice, whenever you are wanting some guidance, you can call on many. You can call on your higher self, certainly. You can call on those of us, the guides that are here for you, your various mentors. You can call on the seraphim. You can call on the higher levels of beings, as you are speaking about here. They are all available to you. You just simply must ask. Ask and you shall receive. That is a very famous quote from your Bible. Ask and ye shall receive. Knock and it shall be opened unto you, and seek and ye shall find. So you must do each one of these things. But first you must ask. And then once you ask, then the answer will come in various ways, not necessarily directly in a verbal communication or even a thought communication. It might come in leading you to a certain person, a certain book, a certain place on your websites, different types of things of this nature. But you will receive answers as you are asking for them.
Okay. Essentially what I would like to know is the characteristics of the cherubim and seraphim, so I can essentially reach out to that and apply it.
What we can tell you on this is there is much information that is already available to you on this. If you do your search, your Google search or whatever it might be, and you can find these answers for yourself. Whenever it is a need for specifics such as this, just simply do your research, okay?
Thank you.
Yes. Would there be any other questions here? Very good. Then
I double dip actually?
Yes.
Okay. Since nobody else is jumping in. This question of the two sons, actually, that was the first time I really heard that when I was listening to Michael Love. Is that true? We're actually going to have what occur to be two sons after whenever this actually event happens?
What we can tell you is that is the plan. That is the plan.
That's great. So it won't be hard. It won't be hard. It'll be hard to miss it.
We could not hear that. What?
I said, so it'll be pretty hard for people to miss it.
Extremely impossible. Have you not heard or not read in various sources previous to this that there will be this great flash that everyone across the entire planet will see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So think about what would create something of that nature.
Wow, yeah, awesome. Thank you.
And it also then begins to answer the first question from the Thomas there as well. It gave a little bit more hint there as well.
I have a question about this. Why, I think I know, but I don't know that most of the people on this call knows, because the question that was just asked, I knew there was going to be two sons a long time ago, and I don't remember how I know, but we won't need nighttime. So I'm going to ask you, why, from you, do we need two sons?
It is not a question of needing two sons. It is a question of building toward that particular eventuality, we will
okay.
say. That it is something that is, again, in the plan. It is something that has been foretold for a very, very long, long time, something that each and every one of you have known deep within you for a very long time as well, and it is coming to that point.
Okay.
Where is
If you think about those that are in inner earth, hollow earth, they do not have a nighttime as you know it here.
Yes,
they
constant
light.
But they do have light. They do have a sun.
Yes, of course.
Uh-huh. Okay, excuse me for talking too much here, but it's just I'm just a inquisitive person all the time. Well, I can understand, possibly. We need to sleep now, and that's why we have nighttime. But when we get into a light body, we don't need to rest or sleep, I understand. But we can if we choose. And that's why we won't have nighttime. Is that true?
You will not need to sleep or eat or anything of this nature. Now, that is a need. We're talking need here. You may still want to. You may still have desire for various foods. You may still have desire to rest. But the body itself will not have need for it.
Okay.
Now, this is after the transition, you must understand. This is not directly as you would know it now, but it is coming. It will come to that point. You will progress. Once you have gone through the ascension process, you will progress to that point. So initially, during the transition through this, you will still have a desire to have various foods and things of this nature. Just as if you were to go up on a ship in this time now, in your body, just as it is now, and you will find a need for nourishment, and you will find that you will need to rest and all of that. But there are beings on those ships that have no need for any of this, but they have those capabilities when they want to have it. So they have the picture comes to from the James here, the picture of cantina or picture of a cafe or something of this nature, cafeteria, this type of thing. It will be there if it is wanted, not for need. Okay?
One who serves, can you tell us where the second sun is currently? Has it just not manifested from a different dimension yet? Or is it waiting someplace? Can you shed light on where that second sun is?
It is
now?
The first part that you said. The first part. It is not manifested yet.
Oh, okay.
Well, I have heard that Jupiter is turning into the second sun. Is that true?
That is not what we are going to go into at this time.
Okay.
That is beyond the need for knowing it yet at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, like that movie, 2010. That's what that was the final thing about that movie was that, about Jupiter.
Yes, that is correct.
Hmm.
Movies, though, are not always exactly to be true, certainly. But
yes. They
often give a hint of what can be or what is going to be.
Exactly.
Can you clarify one more thing, one who serves? This is Lorelei.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Oh. So in the Michael Love video, he seemed to indicate, it sounded to me like he was indicating that 2020 was actually the year this was expected to happen. But yet, of course, we all had heard that 2012 was the year and then it was postponed. But the video seemed to indicate that, no, all along it was 2020. Maybe I heard it wrong, but I'm wondering, can you say a little more about, was it 2020 and 2012 was, just something we humans had in our head? What was the situation?
2012 that you are speaking of was meant to be an ascension for a percentage of the population. Those of the light workers, light warriors, such as yourselves, were meant to go through that ascension process at that time, to have the event as they would know it in that point. But it was determined, as many of you know, that it would be postponed so that more and more of the people of the planet could participate and not be left behind, as you might think here. So it is a matter of choice, though, and many have already made that choice. Many have already come into this lifetime having already made that choice. But then there are also some that have not yet made the choice and can make the choice to move on into the higher vibrational frequencies. That is something that will come as they awaken. And this year is a year of awakening. So that is going to increase, we will say, the very strong possibility and probability that this is the year not only of the awakening but of the event as well.
Oh, goody, right. Goody.
Nothing ever, though, is written in stone.
Oh.
So it always depends on man's consciousness as to how things will continue to develop. So always remember that.
Okay.
We need to release channel here and now. And please, every moment that you are conscious of, be in the moment. Work on this. Work on being in the moment, finding the joy in every moment, being of gratitude in the moment, whenever you think about it. That does not mean it needs to be 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But it does mean whenever you think about it. And the more that you think about it, and the more that you find yourselves in that consciousness in the moment, then you will think about it more and more, and then be in that moment.
Hold on a second. Let me check here.
Okay.
Sorry for...
Need to release channel here now. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you so much for your dedication and love.
Back again.